Minnesota WNBA coach speaks out against white power after fatal shooting of Democrat lawmaker. By Dylan Gwynn on June 15, 2025. Minnesota Lynx head coach Cheryl Reeve blasted the radicalization rooted in white power that she perceives occurring in American politics after the shooting of two Minnesota state lawmakers on Saturday, one of whom died. An assailant posing as a police officer entered the home of Minnesota Senator John Hoffman and his wife early Saturday, shooting them. Though critically injured, neither Hoffman nor his wife was killed. The killer then went to the home of former Democratic House Speaker Melissa Hortman, where both she and her husband were fatally shot. The killer has been identified as Vance Luther Bolter, a former appointee of Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. In her comments to reporters on Saturday, Reeve appeared to suggest that President Trump's ascent to the White House had given rise to the radicalization. "It seems pretty meaningless," an emotional Reeve told reporters. "It's certainly hitting close to home. It's a really difficult time, not just in our country but in the world. The radicalization that has occurred since, I think, it is very clear, the timing of when our country started to turn. Today is a tough day all around." Reeve continued, "Basketball is what we do, and we'll go out there and do what we do. But when our game is over, God knows what we are going to come off the court and learn what is happening. It is sickening. You know, obviously, but for the families, I can't imagine. Thankfully, State Senator Hoffman appears to be okay. Life just got a little bit more difficult for lawmakers, more difficult for those serving our community. When you have someone who went to the extent that they did to impersonate those we are trusting with safety. It is a sick time." Reporters asked Reeve how she could reconcile the WNBA's message of inclusion with the divisiveness she believes is occurring in American politics. "I was thinking about the era, the political era of leadership. The term politically correct actually means kindness and thinking of others," Reeve responded. "When that became weaponized, when inclusion became weaponized, it is a time now more than ever when we need to stand in that, and inclusion is the path. It has been met with a lot of resistance, and that is the way of the world. It is all rooted in power, white power, no less." Police found writings including the names of multiple lawmakers and other officials inside a fake police car used by Bolter. Also found were flyers connected to the No Kings protests taking place in Minnesota and nationwide on Saturday.